Changes, so focused on appearance, I have become faceless. Surrounded by mystics and sages of all complexions and ages, who act as if their own way of life is endangered, and to protect it is sacred. But most are afraid to see a reflection of their own soul naked. I wonder where they'll take us. I take a look inside and try to understand what it is that makes us. Is it the same dust? And question why it is that we're so removed from nature. Where you're born isn't necessarily the place that you came from. Our roots are so deep, it seems we have lost trace of what binds us together as opposed to what separates us. Not all my brothers are bearded and not all sisters carry blades on. And see, we don't sing along to the same song. You can find me in places that most try to keep away from. I'm one with those who witness the sunset when the day's gone. To the rule, a reflection's overdue. We have no ownership over knowledge, wisdom, and truth. It is not ours to claim. I try to understand a name, a student, insignificant in the scheme of things. Many stand to speak, but we really need to listen. And while you're fighting each other, I am fighting for freedom. See, the beginning and end, they are not ours to choose. We have the tools, but rarely do we put them to good use.
We're finding the sacred evolution of races, deconstructing the rules of engagement, the hatred that surrounds the holy places.
The dangerous discovery is strict ideology that attached to personal identity. What makes me different from my neighbor that comes from their own understanding of right, wrong, important or not? We decide for ourselves how we live these lives. If you're feeling in love, we've already won this fight. If you're feeling in love, we've already won this fight. If you're feeling in love, we've already won this fight.
Bas pyare de.